Introduction: Abraham Lincoln in the Caucasus Mountains. Prepare to be astounded. Leo Tolstoy, the famous Russian novelist, a good 40 years after Lincoln's death and half a world away, just before his own death in the early 20th century, told the following story to a reporter from an American newspaper. Once, while living in the Caucasus, he said, I happened to be the guest of a Caucasian chief of the Circassians, who, living far away from civilized life in the mountains, had but a fragmentary and childish comprehension of the world and its history. The fingers of civilization had never reached him nor his tribe, and all life beyond his native valleys was a dark mystery. During the course of Tolstoy's visit, he told the man of the industries and inventions and schools of the outside world, but only when he turned to the subject of warriors and generals did he arouse the interest of his tall, gray-bearded host. Wait a moment, the man interrupted, after Tolstoy had talked for a few minutes. I want all my neighbors and sons to listen to you. He then returned with a score of wild-looking riders, and those sons of the wilderness sat around Tolstoy on the floor and gazed at him as if hungering for knowledge. Tolstoy continues, I spoke at first of our czars and of their victories. Then I spoke of the foreign rulers and of some of the greatest military leaders. My talk seemed to impress them deeply. The story of Napoleon was so interesting to them that I had to tell them every detail, as, for instance, how his hands looked, how tall he was, who made his guns and pistols, and the color of his horse. It was very difficult to satisfy them and to meet their point of view, but I did my best. When I declared that I had finished my talk, my gray-bearded host rose, lifted his hand, and said very gravely, But you have not told us a syllable about the greatest general and the greatest ruler of the world. We want to know something about him. He was a hero. He spoke with a voice of thunder. He laughed like the sunrise, and his deeds were as strong as the rock and as sweet as the fragrance of roses. The angels appeared to his mother and predicted that the son whom she would conceive would become the greatest the stars had ever seen. He was so great that he even forgave the crimes of his greatest enemies and shook brotherly hands with those who had plotted against his life. His name was Lincoln, and the country in which he lived is called America, which is so far away that if a youth should journey to reach it, he would be an old man when he arrived. Tell us of that man. Tell us, please, shouted the others, and we will present you with the best horse of our stock. I looked at them, Tolstoy said, and saw their faces all aglow, while their eyes were burning. I told them of Lincoln and his wisdom, of his home life and youth. They asked me 10 questions, to one which I was able to answer. They wanted to know all about his habits, his influence upon the people, and his physical strength. But they were very astonished to hear that Lincoln made a sorry figure on a horse, and that he lived such a simple life. As my visit came to an end, they expressed in their wild thanks a desire to get a picture of the great American hero. I said that I probably could secure one from a friend in a nearby town, and this seemed to give them great pleasure. A young man accompanied me. I got the picture and handed it to the young man. It was interesting to witness the gravity of his face and the trembling of his hands when he received my present. He gazed for several minutes silently, like one in reverent prayer. His eyes filled with tears. He was deeply touched, and I asked him why he became so sad. After pondering my question for a few moments, he replied with a question of his own. Don't you find, he said, judging from this picture, that Lincoln's eyes are full of tears, and that his lips are sad with a secret sorrow?